This is Catherine Sarrazin, and this week on Let's Talk Art, we'll go to the Grand Palais to visit a major exhibition on Rodin. The event marks the centenary of the death of the artist, who died in November 1917 in his studio in Meudon. Rodin is often referred to as the father of modern sculpture and the inventor of assemblage, partial figure and collage, and has been a major influence on sculptors from his lifetime until today. The exhibition explores the creativity of the sculptor, dividing the show into three sections: Rodin the Expressionist, Rodin the Experimenter, and his influence on artists after 1945. Although Rodin studied closely the body in its natural form, as the statues, the man with a broken nose, or the Age of Bronze, he also liberated himself from the traditional forms of sculpting to push boundaries of naturalism and explore new forms of expression. His experimental work drew many young artists to his studio in a quest to learn from the master, sculptors like Bourdelle, Lembrock and Zadkine, who in turn learned to push the limits and develop a style of their own. The exhibition features artwork from these artists besides sculptures by Rodin, to expose the influence the master had on the younger generation of artists. From the 1880s, the Order of the Gates of Hell became a source of inspiration for most of his work. His concept of renewed sculptures, first created individually, to then take part in the larger scene of the Gates of Hell, became widespread practice among future generations of artists. The Thinker, The Three Shades, and The Kiss are prime examples of pieces Rodin worked on, one by one, to add to his major work, but which later had a life of their own, as individual pieces, and perhaps gained more fame than the final work they were designed for. Although Rodin acquired international recognition in his lifetime, the popularity of his work suffered after his death. However, his artwork became once again a reference for contemporary art after 1945, particularly through the rediscovery of his numerous plaster pieces. The latter were originally created without the intention of exhibiting them, but appeared in the post-war period especially innovative, showing work in progress or studies of body parts, heads or torsos. Artists such as Giacometti, Brancusi and Zadkine all paid a tribute to Rodin. Some of their work, highly influenced by Rodin's legacy, are displayed throughout the exhibition and particularly in the last section. Statues such as The Walking Man by Giacometti, The Young Man Sitting by Lymbrock, or The Kiss by Brancusi, among many other pieces. This exhibition on show until the 31st of July not only features a large collection of Rodin's artwork in bronze, marble, clay and plaster, but also shows the great influence he had on his contemporaries and on many generations that followed. The Grand Palais has gathered pieces from various museums in London, Berlin, New York, Boston, Washington, and of course the Orsay and the Rodin Museums in Paris. Stay tuned to English Waves.